And so that black colored, what would they
call
it?
That's paved.
Nice.
Blacktop.
What about the unpaved roads?
Well, they're just the dirt roads, just they work them with different kinds of machinery, you know, to keep them smooth, but they're just roads that goes off from these other roads out through the country.
What about where a road goes between mountains or in a low spot in the mountains? What would that be called? That land formation. I know in the east they call it a notch or something like that. Uh-huh. They wouldn't use that here, though, would they?
Mm-hmm. I never heard of it.
They call it a pass, right?
A pass. Yeah, well, that's where it's real high, you know, and you go over a real high mountain. Some of these passes up here are 10,000 feet, and you have to go over those to get to some of the other places, you know.
I hope I missed those on my way out.
Oh, you should go
pretty,
to some of them. Beautiful.
Pretty
have you ever been to Ten Sleep? And
I was there a couple days ago.
Oh, and did you go from Ten Sleep over to Grey Bull? That's a beautiful drive. That's 9,000, over 9,000 feet there.
That is beautiful. What about the term Badlands? What is that?
Well, that's where there's just a lot of rock and I think a lot of it is this ash that comes out of volcanoes and things like that. Now we have a mountain over here in the sands. It's called Boar's Tusk, and it just looks like two tusks that's just shot right out of the ground, and it's quite high. And that's where the oil fields. That's where the oil fields are. I have quite a lot of oil rights over there. I get a pretty good check every month over there. They just started that. I've had it ever since 1964, and they have never done anything to it till just the last year. And now they're
happy days are here.
Oh, and they're drilling. We were over there Sunday, and they're just drilling. Eight new wells is in there. And when we took this up, see, we had range right over there, and we sold it with the farm. When we sold the farm, it with the farm. And we sold these the farm, but we didn't sell the range right. I mean, mineral rights. We kept all the mineral rights, and then we sold that to. We didn't sell the mineral rights. We kept. We still have the mineral rights, but an outfit from Oklahoma, Terrell Resources from Oklahoma, came in and bought it and. Now they're just drilling the heck out of it.
Wow, that's good.
And I'm in a block of 2,500 acres, and each one of these paying wells, I get a percent out of each one that's in that block. So it can be really, it looks like it's going to really be a big deal, but I don't know just how much, you know.
Have you ever heard the term high plains?
High plains? Mm-hmm. Well, I have, but I don't know what they are.
Okay. What about the word hole, like Jackson Hole? Do you know what that means?
Well, it's just a mountainous country, just big mountains, and that was named after an Indian or somebody, I don't know, just somebody that went through there, you know, that was how that was. So many of these places are named after Indians, you know. Now you take Ten Sleep and all those places, they're all named after, there's Du Bois and Cody and all those places up in there, and they're more or less Indian names.
Now what about we've mentioned both mountain and hill. What's the difference between the two?
Well, a hill is just a little bit of ground that's thrown up, you know, that you have to climb pretty hard to get up to it, you know. Nothing on it much, but just sagebrush and rock, that's all.
And the other?
A mountain is these big, this is a rocky, this is the Rocky Mountains up here. This is range of the Rockies.
Okay, and so that would have different vegetation?
Yeah. Oh, yes, there's everything on them. There's all kinds of trees and pine trees of all kinds and quaking asp and lots and lots of dead wood that's been thrown down. And they have forest fires. It's forest, that's what it is.
See.